We got love. Smoopy, nasty, drippy love. Yeah. On the...
Yeah.
That really? Is yeah. that what we're doing?
The drippy part.
Yeah. all right. It says, Dear Freak Show, I got to tell you, I have listened to you guys for so long. My husband listens every morning, but I have grown up here in the Tampa area, and I love your show. We wanted to make a confession, and we're writing this together. We're not weird or anything like that. Just for the subject, it was kind of called for. We are 100% in love and committed to each other. There's 3 years of marriage here. We are so much and do so much together that we're stronger as a unit. It's still that yucky, annoying love. It's just Benny and Bobby and us team against everything. Our social media is Benny and Bobby. My friends are his friends and vice versa. His friends are mine. They're our friends if you're going to really refer to our little circle or tribe. One thing that shocks people about us is that we have separate bedrooms. We've never slept well in the same space, and I kick and I make random noises, and he's a really crazy light sleeper. Plus, he's up really early, so it really affects him in his sleep schedule. We have the best sex life ever. It's spontaneous and all. She said it's spontaneous and all. The venue is hardly either of our rooms anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And whenever it is, it's always welcome. If he knocks on my door at night, if I knock on his, we are welcome. We just wanted to share this with you because most people think it's a really strange thing. And I guess our confession is that we live separate bedrooms but have the best life. Love you guys, Benny and Bobby.
Sounds like Benny and Bobby found the cheat code.
Yeah, they did.
For real. Everything's working for them.
To happiness.
It hasn't been like at the sacrifice of their sex life. She said that's good, or they said that's
right.
Good.
They do it all over the house, apparently.
And they're sleeping great. You know people low-key miss sleeping in bed by themselves.
Oh, yeah. No one waking me up, snoring next to me.
You don't cuddle, though. You don't.
That's part of what people.
Right. I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, you don't have a connect. Like, they ain't no, like, hey, we making our bed, we talking. Or, like, hey, get in bed, babe, how was your day? Like, there's
pillow
none
talk?
Of that.
I do. I like pillow talk.
Yeah.
Cuddling, that's half the time I don't really care too much about that because it doesn't last long anyways.
Well, it's just supposed to cuddle before sex, actually.
Right. I know what you want, by the way, when you're cuddling.
Yeah,
like, we see through you. But
you know, honestly, my girl ends up usually staying probably like once a week at her mom's house. And man, I get the best sleep when she's not home.
Yeah.
You get the whole bed to myself, nobody wrestling with the covers.
Anybody who knows her, don't be rude and tell. Don't tell her. She's not up this early. Don't say those things out loud.
It's true.
I get the best sleep when you ain't here.
I do.
Don't that feel terrible?
And also because she gets up later than me, so she's not as sympathetic to me wanting to go to bed early. You're a little bad. Let's watch one more show.
Damn, she calls us.
Oh yeah, she'll call
well,
me.
I forgot you got to be up for your first time call.
Yeah.
So you support having a separate bedroom as long as everything else is popping. Everything
yeah.
else, the relationship, the connectivity.
And remember, didn't she say something about he snores crazy?
She said she makes noises.
She snores crazy.
She said, I kick and I make noises and he is a crazy light sleeper.
Get out. Go. He's a light sleeper. You're a crazy sleeper. There's nothing worse than being next to like a hard snorer. That is the worst.
That's what I'm a super late sleeper. I no TV, no lights. Don't even try to wake me up. And then my man is constantly snoring and it keeps me up at
hard.
Night. Yeah, so I wish we had an extra guest room and I would kick his ass out, or I would seriously make sure that we had separate rooms.
Are you down with this? If everything else is good and your sex life is good and everything else, like Vincent just said, there's nothing new here. Lucy and Desi did it.
Yep.
Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr., they
Lucille
did
Ball,
it.
Yep.
Yeah, Lucille Ball. They did it. They were married on TV. And, I mean, there was a lot of people who used to have twin beds. That was a standard on TV before they started whoring it up in the king size. Orlando is getting a similar situation. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I'm in a similar situation. I'm engaged to my fiancé now. And I think it was more of a considerate thing for her. So I'm a hard snorer, right? And she's a real light sleeper and whatnot. So what I'll do is to be considerate to her, I'll wait till she falls asleep, and then because I know I'm a hard snorer, and I'll wake her up with all my noises and kicking, I'll go sleep on the couch
every night.
You know what I'm saying? Not every night. Not every night. She falls asleep before me. It's a wrap. They're too comfortable for that.
and you said you're engaged. So this is how you just plan on living through this, huh? This just to be together to make sure you can get her a good night's sleep.
Oh, absolutely, man. We're gonna have to do what we gotta do to make it work to get a good night's sleep, no matter what. I mean, eventually, I'm gonna get it taken care of. But for now, this is what I do to keep it considerate for her.
Okay,
that's
all
sweet
right.
of you.
That's nice of you.
I appreciate it, man. That's dope. All right, Stephanie's on the phone. Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Now you heard the separate bedroom situation. Is this a red flag, or is this a light bulb moment?
No, it's not a red flag. I was the same way with my ex. We had a 2-bedroom. Sometimes we would sleep together in the same bed, and then other times, you know, I had my own ambiance in my room, which was nice because we don't have the same style either.
Wait, hold on now. Hold on. Wait, now you can at least share ambiance. Like, I mean, you got to have your own vibe.
We did, but I did have my own vibe. I had my room with my little lights, my little tiki lights, and like my girly stuff. And if I wanted to get away and get a better sleep, I'd just go to my own bed.
Wow.
My own room.
How many nights a week would you say you guys slept apart?
Not many. Probably like maybe 3 nights a week. But then I would probably fall asleep with him and then wake up and go to my room, listen to music, because he would sleep early.
Wow.
You know? So I just had my own space, my own, like, I guess, she shed, she room.
Yeah, it was like y'all were dating. Like, you're like, all right, I'm going to go home to my apartment now.
But that's what works for them.
Yeah,
as long as they're happy.
Yeah, okay.
It was good.
Okay, I got you, Stephanie. I appreciate it, sweetie. Let's see here. Jennifer's on the phone. Hey, Jennifer, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Your husband sleeps in the living room. Why?
Well, he prefers it that way. I prefer it that way. It's a lot easier for us that way because he snores really loud. Mm.
So every night he's on, do you just leave him out there or he just gets up after, you know, any special time?
Oh, no, we've never shared a bed.
Oh, ever?
Never.
Wow.
Ever. We've never shared a bed.
How long have y'all been together?
We've been together 7 years, but married 2.
Is that couch comfortable?
Yeah, for real.
It's got to be for him to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, how about if he falls asleep, say he's home early and he falls asleep in the bed, would you then take the couch?
I don't know. He's got to get his ass up and go to his bed to the
wow.
couch.
Wow.
That's my bed.
All right. Okay, so you don't see this as being a problem?
Not at all.
I mean, you
not
still love each other. There's no change in any kind of affection or anything.
Nothing. I love him with everything that I got.
What if he said one day, man, that bed sure looks comfortable. Can I cuddle up in there with you? How about we spend
He's
a weekend?
More than welcome.
Okay.
He's more than welcome.
But as soon as he snore, get to stepping.
Right.
Get to stepping.
All right, Jennifer. Thank you, sweetie. Wow.
It sucks when you're losing sleep.
Yo, I mean, yeah, listen, sleep is valuable.
Yes.
Everybody, you know, has to, like, you know,
get sure.
they recharging. And if you a light sleeper, it's hell
mm-hmm.
on you. But, I mean, I was always told that if you are together and you don't spend that time in the bed and getting to know each other, I mean, separate rooms, separate vibes, separate ambiances and stuff.
She said like, tiki lights.
Like,
yeah,
like he got Farrah Fawcett posters up in his room. Like, he 15. She got she got Pink Pony in hers because she's sitting, like, well, come on.
Yeah, they don't even live together at that point.
Yeah, it's just 2 apartments. Is this good for the, because he said their sex life is popping.
Yeah, if it works, then that's totally fine. I wish I could do this.
We meet at the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Take you on a date.
I always thought it was like older people that did this, that they just kind of threw in the towel and was like,
I give up.
I'm done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.